Give me your thoughts on today's win here at Windsor Park.
Pleased with the clean sheet, pleased with the four goals, pleased with 3 points. Performance, average, need to do better. I think we need to keep the ball a little bit better and move the ball, more options in the ball. Don't want to sound too disappointed, you know, because the important thing was to Carrick had started the season well. So we knew they'd come and they'd put it up to us. I just thought our all-round performance today should have and could have been better.
Some good goals in a, 15 or so minute spell in the middle of the first half?
Yeah, again, the goals come at important times because, again, they were making hard for us, probably a little bit of anxiousness in the crowd and sort of in the pitch. But we got the goal from the set play, which was important. And then we started, so we sort of settled down again. You're sort of hoping you're going at half time, 4-0 up, that you come out and be a wee bit better in the second half. But I think we played slightly worse in the second half than we did in the first half. Didn't create too many opportunities. Looked a little bit tired, looked a little bit leggy for whatever reason. We got the 3 points, and that was the important thing today.
And Christie again, back on the goal, back on the team and back on the score sheet.
Yeah, important for forward players to score goals, to keep the run going for Christie. I wanted to bring Christie back in today. I thought Christie had done enough in the open games and the European games and the league season to earn the right to come back in today. So at least we got that right today. He came in, scored a couple of important goals for us. Again, we'll improve, hopefully, in the games and the weeks ahead.
With the game more or less over at half time, it was good in the second half to, you know, to give game time and to rest players, because this is a big month with a lot of fixtures, Saturday, Tuesday type of stuff. So, you know, it was good to give game time to people.
Yeah, it was, and that's probably one of the positives we could take out of the game today. You know, people like Stevie Fallon, who again, I thought Stevie was good today. I thought him and Shieldsy was two of our better players today. But you're always weary or worried. The amount of games that Stevie plays, that he's going to pick up an eagle, so that's the only reason Stevie come off. Other people coming off gives other people's opportunities, minutes, fitness, and hopefully a little bit of confidence to go forward.
A man that we probably didn't want to see here today, but we're delighted to see, Shane Lavery. We'd love him to have been in Switzerland tonight, but it was nice to see him. It was nice for the crowd to see him here before the game as well.
Yeah, again, you know, speaking to Shane in there, Shane's hit the ground running at Blackpool, obviously scoring the goals there, scoring his first goal for Northern Ireland. So long may it continue for Shane. And the good thing about Shane is Shane's grafted. He come here for 2 years. He's got himself fitter, sharper, stronger. Of course, confidence plays a key role. And a player's development. He scored a lot of goals here. You know, and he's full of beans in there, and all credit to him because he's worked hard on and off the pitch, and it's great to see somebody who was here go and thrive elsewhere.
Looking ahead to another Wednesday night fixture this week, Institute League Cup, it's another priority for us, isn't it?
Yeah, again, you know, we'll make changes on Wednesday, but again, people can be assured that we want to win the game on Wednesday. We want to progress. It'll give other people and give people opportunities again for minutes, because we've Institute Wednesday, and then we've a tough away league game on Saturday against Bourne Point.
Well done today, and good luck for midweek, David.
Cheers, Anthony.